More than 5 million Americans are admitted to hospital intensive care units, or ICUs, each year. Undoubtedly, they are a crucial component of the healthcare system for treating seriously ill patients and preventing deaths. But some patients also eventually leave the ICU with new complications and problems. Special correspondent Jackie Judd looks at those concerns in an effort to make sure patients are getting the right interventions.
Well, as soon as this ultrasound is done, we're going to get your lights on and your windows open, okay?
Every year, almost 6 million patients land in an intensive care unit, and through often heroic efforts, lives are saved. For many of those survivors, that period of time becomes a bright line in their lives of before and after.
Now, I am very aware that I am not the same person that went into the hospital with sepsis. I'm just not.
In what ways?
Well, my personality, I'm shorter tempered, mood change, mild depression.
Paul Turpin, an endocrinologist who lives outside of Nashville with his wife, Mary Lou, spent a month in an ICU. That was 2.5 years ago.
Hey, we met once before at the luncheon.
Richard Langford's first ICU stay was a decade ago, and he has not lived on his own ever since.
Mom is the one who takes care of me. Now, my mother is 88 years old.
The challenge is...
Psychologist Jim Jackson leads this support group and is part of a team at Vanderbilt University Medical Center that helped identify a constellation of symptoms mimicking PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. They call it post-intensive care syndrome.